media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
What's up, Rob?
Not a whole lot this morning, but happy to talk to you after a big win at home, 42-14 over Merrimack. What pleased you with the way your team played?
I think we finished extremely well. I thought that, you know, we went in and we missed some things in the first half, but still carried a 7-point lead after, you know, we played kind of sloppy. I mean, we weren't really clicking. We were missing some deep ball shots. You know, we were, playing okay, but not to really where I wanted to be. And we went in 14-7 and a half, and we came on out and, you know, ended up starting to get a little bit of a rhythm going. And then, obviously, the explosions occurred on defense, you know, with a, you know, huge play that was made by Andre Bebalt and Malik Gavick, you know, giving us a defensive score, which, you know, really kind of sensed the entire team kind of loosen up at that moment in time. And then kind of settled in and went about doing our work and, you know, was able to move the ball very effectively. And, you know, able to stretch out the lead and obviously walk away with a victory. So it was a good W. You know, we needed it in the worst way. You know, we had come off a really tough, you know, second half performance versus Elon and kind of fought through the malaise until we got it cooking. And now see if we can capitalize on some momentum and get back into CA play and finish up strong.
Yeah, I was going to ask you just after all the heartbreaking losses, especially that you've had at your own field, how good to get that win at home in front of your home fans and maybe, like you say, get some momentum here into this stretch run?
Well, I mean, it's huge. You play to win, obviously, and, you know, it's been, as everybody's recognized, it's been heartbreak after heartbreak, which, you know, is wearing on coaches and players and fans and the whole nine yards. So, you know, you're able to stay with it, be persistent, and persevere through the tough times. You know, good things will happen, and I think our kids always continue to learn from the experiences. But to get a win at home, you know, it's what we're expected to do. So, you know, it was good, and it was a big sigh of relief, and, you know, everybody felt a hell of a lot better on Sunday morning than we have been lately.
We talked just briefly last week about Malik Gavick after his first career start. His second career start went pretty nicely. Career high 14 tackles, 1.5 for loss, that pick six that you touched on, and then two big fumble recoveries, one of which he forced that stopped scoring drive in scoring position. Just talk about his performance, and did you see that kind of performance coming from him?
You know, you never see a monster performance like that. When you look at the statistics, I mean, it's phenomenal. You know, you play your whole life for a game like that in the statistics column. But, you know, saw him continue to get better, you know, settled in after his first start and established himself, studied the opponent, got himself ready to play, played extremely fast. And, you know, the one play, you know, it's very validating. You know, we were pointing out quite a bit in terms of how their quarterback had very poor ball security, and as the quarterback pulled the ball down in the goal line area, Malik had shot the gap and just basically took it straight away from him, which was a phenomenal play. And you know, like I said, you know, sometimes it takes something like that to wake everybody up, and it was a huge play for us. And you know, I'm thrilled for him and thrilled for us, and hopefully you can go ahead and game like that every week, but I think that'd be tough to do.
How big of a swing, not only picking up that fumble recovery or getting that fumble recovery on the three, but then you guys on the offensive side answer with, 16-play, 97-yard drive that really put the game away. How pleased were you to see your offense take that momentum from the stop and then really, you know, 16-play drive and go the other way and put it in the end zone?
Well, you know, I mean, that's what we're always hoping for, you know, and then you'd like to build upon, you know, all three phases of the game. You know, sometimes you're going to struggle in one phase of it, but, you know, if you can find a way to be productive in two of the other phases, being offense, defense, and kicking, then you got an opportunity to, change the field position, be able to create some real discomfort for the opponent. We were able to do that effectively, so I was thrilled. You know, the whole team lit up on Gavick's interception and didn't look back after that, and ended up having a good day, had a chance to get some of the guys been waiting an opportunity to get on the field, let them get on the field and get some experience there. So, had a chance to break in our quarterback, Darius Parente. He's been our backup all year long, but, you know, been kind of holding it to utilize the four-game redshirt component. And, really liked what he did when he got out there. So I was very pleased as an overall team, you know, put together a team victory, fought through some tough times early, and then finished it up the way we anticipate doing it each and every week.
We've talked often on the call, and rightly so, about Aaron Parker, but just wanted to touch on the fact that eight more catches on Saturday, 126 yards, but becomes the first Rhode Island receiver since 1994. That's quite a while to go over 1,000 yards in a season. He continues to climb up your career charts. Just maybe some comments on reaching that milestone that's gone unreached for so long at Rhode Island.
Well, you know, I mean, he's played a lot of snaps for us, and obviously he's developed a very, you know, good reputation around this league and around the country. I think that he's a very talented guy that's extremely competitive, and, you know, for us to be successful, he's been in the mix of it offensively for the last 4 years, continuing to get better, which is always impressive when you got a senior player to continue to work on the game and get better and better. You look at guys that put in work, you know, that have a commitment to the process. Aaron's one of those guys, and to see him paid off with some recognition that will stand the test of time here at the University of Rhode Island is something very appropriate in my mind. You know, he's a figure in our football program and will be for a long time to come.
One more on the offensive side. Naeem Jones gets the majority of the carries for you on Saturday, and 16 carries, 77 yards for him. He's a guy that has in the past has had some good games for you. What did you like about the way he ran the ball Saturday?
You know, I mean, he hit some good ones and exploded a couple times. He's a big back, you know, and there's still things that we're working to try to get him to do better. But, you know, he's a big back. He's got good vision. You know, he's find some running space. And, anytime you got a guy that can, you know, take a crack and make something happen with it, you know, those are the kind of guys you want carrying the rock. And he's done a nice job, as you mentioned, in a couple of games when we need him in the past, and stepped up with Zoe being down with an injury that we're hoping to get him back ASAP. But, he's doing a nice job carrying the rock and doing the things we need to do to help us win.
It's back to CA play for your team on Saturday with a trip to William & Mary as you've begun your preparation for the Tribe. What are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Schematic, you know, real pain in the tail. You know, we've been watching them. I've been spending most of my time on the defensive side. I think, you know, that they're doing a nice job with this, you know, the younger quarterback that's, you know, running around quite a bit. I think they've got good backs. Their offensive line's playing very physical, and they've got some schematic things that really make you work. So I think that they've got a very good understanding of what they're trying to accomplish on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, you know, I think that they run around. I think their front is very good. You know, linebackers are solid dudes, and they've got a couple athletes in the back end that, you know, we all think are very good players. In the kicking game, they present a number of challenges. So I'm impressed. You know, Mike's done a nice job with that crew, and they're battling extremely hard. Obviously, had an incredible experience last weekend, and we'll be flying high, and we're going to have to come on in and match that kind of emotion and go play extremely well to have a chance to win.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for the time today. Safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, pal, thanks.
Thanks.